principle number 8, spiritual work of giving, number 5. When we are involved in the spiritual work of giving, with our intention being to completely nullify our ego, then our desire to receive refuses to cooperate every step of the way. Our ego sees that its existence is threatened and revolts with all its might. The ego tries to undermine our spiritual work by questioning our belief in God. The ego asks, what is the purpose of this spiritual work of giving? When we are not interested in nullifying our desire to receive, our ego doesn't ask questions and bother us, and even helps us perform acts of giving. The ego is built up by these acts of giving. So when it says ego, ego is another word here for desire to receive. The idea is that our desire to receive is in control. Everything we're doing, we have our desire to receive inside that's controlling what's going on. Now, the moment that we actually try to do spiritual work to overcome our desire to receive, to start to try to do something that's not rooted in fulfilling our desire to receive, so then that's what threatens our desire to receive. And our desire to receive, that's doesn't want that at all. Until we start to actually hit that nerve, that inner spiritual nerve, our desire to receive is running the show inside of us, fine. Even our acts of giving, it's fine with them. Our desire to receive is benefiting from them. It's only the moment that we start to try to do something that's gonna really, what are we going to get from that? Like, wait a minute, there's nothing to get from that. And even work that's directed towards trying to get to a place where we're going to completely go beyond having our desire to receive be what's in control. So the moment we start to tap into that frequency, so the desire to receive is like, no way. You know, until here, everything's cool. But the moment we're gonna start to actually try to work on that spot inside of us, we're gonna find complete resistance. Until we start to feel some resistance inside of ourselves, we haven't hit the spot yet. Because the place that we're gonna start to actually try to overcome our desire to receive, to actually reach a place of giving and love that's not in any way in service to what we're going to get from it, and even more so trying to reach a place of evolving ourselves to being out of the control of our desire to receive. So that's the moment that we're going to find resistance. I'll read number 5 again. When we are involved in the spiritual work of giving with our intention being to completely nullify our ego, completely nullify being controlled by our desire to receive, then our desire to receive refuses to cooperate every step of the way. Our ego sees that its existence is threatened and revolts with all its might. The ego tries to undermine our spiritual work by questioning our belief in God. The ego asks, what is the purpose of this spiritual work of giving? When we are not interested in nullifying our desire to receive, our ego doesn't ask questions and bother us, and even helps us perform acts of giving. The ego is built up by these acts of giving. That's a sign when we're starting to hit the spot. We start to feel resistance inside of ourselves. Right? That's a good sign. Starting to do a spiritual work, an act of giving, and starts to become hard for us. So that's the sign that we're doing spiritual work. The act of doing spiritual work is a term for it in Kabbalah. It's called making a masach. If our desire to receive wants to receive something, and we make an effort to try to transcend that desire, to be in a way of giving, so the extent to which we're trying to overcome our desire to receive, that spiritual effort is called making a masach. Now, if we're overcoming a small desire to receive, so the masach that we need to make is small accordingly. If there's a very big desire we have that we're working to overcome to a place of giving, place of loving, So then we need a much larger masach, a much larger effort, a much larger spiritual work. So the extent to which we're making a masach, the extent to which we're making effort in a particular moment, is the exact extent to which we're developing spiritually. It's all measured on the effort that needs to be made. The more we're starting to work on deeper levels of overcoming, trying to transcend deeper aspects of our desire to receive, we need to make more effort, make a bigger masach, and that's exacting amount to which we're developing spiritually in that spiritual work. Okay, number six, the only real giving is when we give up something we desire and give it to another instead. So that's kind of the same idea we just said in a way. It's that, yes, we can give to someone something that doesn't really cost us anything, or something that goes along with our desire to receive, serving ourselves to give that. So the other person materially receives that thing. But from our perspective, our giving in terms of our spiritual work of giving involves actually giving something up. If we're not giving anything up, then there was no effort that was made. Therefore, there was no transformation that was being worked on transcending our desire to receive. Okay, number seven. The spiritual path of loving others involves fulfilling the material needs of others. This means giving things like attention or money. Our spiritual work is to care about other people's material well-being. What does it mean to give? It is giving something that is precious to us. Looking to fix other people and give them spiritual advice is not giving, because we are not giving up anything. This is self-serving, as it gives us the ego gratification of feeling superior to others. The true path towards loving others is seeing their good traits. If our work is to reach the place of loving others, so we're working to focus on the good traits in others, trying to see the good in everybody. So if we're feeling the need to give spiritual advice to people around us, so why do we have the spiritual advice to give to them? We're seeing something in them that we're feeling ourselves superior to them. If we're loving them, we're trying to look up to them, to see all the good in them. It's easy to give spiritual advice because it doesn't cost anything to give spiritual advice. To give something material is something that's actually, you have to actually give of ourselves. Say, for example, a neighbor would call us up and say, you know, I understand that you're very spiritually wise and I have a problem in my life and I need some spiritual advice. Could you please come and help give me some advice? So we're happy to do it, happy to give all of this advice to somebody, because it really doesn't cost us anything to do that, and it makes us feel superior to the other person. Whereas if that same person, that same neighbor, would call us up and say, I really need some help moving my refrigerator right now, you know, suddenly it's like, oh wait, I don't know if I have time for that, I'm really busy right now. Because in the giving of the spiritual advice is something that's just feeling good. The act of having to actually go and take the time to move the refrigerator is, what is there to get from that? Our work of trying to learn to give to others is to give to actually try to help in a material way. And the problems that they're having and the take of what we have, including our time, and to actually give to them. Any trying to give spiritual advice to somebody else is a suspect. Where is that really coming from?